With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. The Namibia Revenue Agency has begun pilot testing the one-stop border post at the Trans-Kalahari-Mamuno border posts. The initiative, in partnership with Botswana, simplifies the clearance process for travelers and goods by using a single border facility. According to NAMRA's Manager of Strategic Communications and Stakeholder Engagement, Tonateni Shidudu, the goal is to reduce transit time, lower business costs, and improve trade and travel efficiency between Namibia and Botswana.
This strategic development signifies an important step in strengthening the bilateral relations between Namibia and Botswana while fostering regional integration, enhancing customs operations, and boosting the competitiveness of the Trans-Kalahari Corridor. We therefore encourage all stakeholders, including travelers, transport operators, clearing agents, and businesses to familiarize themselves with the new procedures and take advantage of the improved services available at the Trans-Kalahari one-stop border post.
South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa has delayed the implementation of certain clauses in the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill for 3 months to allow for further debate. The postponement pertains specifically to clauses on school admission and language policies. Analysts say that Ramaphosa caved under pressure on this one. The South African president, however, said the delay ensures cooperation from different parties.
The rest of the act is implemented immediately. Should the parties not be able to agree, I want to make this clear, should the parties not be able to agree on an approach, then we will proceed with the full implementation of all the parts of the bill.
Africa CDC Director General Jean Kaseya reported cases of mpox being transmitted from pregnant women to their unborn babies in Central Africa. Bloomberg reports that while the total number of cases is unknown, scientists are urgently studying the infection patterns of this endemic disease, which has become a global health concern. The new French Prime Minister is preparing to name his government. Michel Barnier says France will finally have a new cabinet of ministers next week, more than 2 months after election.
Several prominent left-wing politicians have said they've been asked by Barnier to join a coalition government but have refused, meaning it's likely the new cabinet will be almost entirely made up of centre-right Republicans, despite the fact that their party finished fourth in the election in July. President Macron chose not to appoint a prime minister from the leftist alliance, which came first in the election, and the New Popular Front have vowed to call a vote of no confidence as soon as the new government is announced. Ross Cullen, Paris.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.